Joined right now by a very good friend of the program, an NFL Network analyst, a three-time Super Bowl champ, a 15-year NFL vet, 16 career postseason sacks. That is an NFL record. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis, and you can see Willie on NFL Game Day morning on Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and that includes Willie's sit-down with Tom Brady. Willie McGinnis is my guest. What's up, big fella? How you feeling?
Jim, man, I saw the stage from afar, and the first thing I asked Christian was, am I going on Jim's show? I got to make sure I always make my rounds. I always get here, man.
I appreciate you
for it. It's been a long time, and you're still doing an amazing job, and it's always a pleasure, man, every time I'm on the show. So it's good to be here.
Man, Will, you always say that. You don't need to tell me that, but I so appreciate it.
It's the truth.
Really good to see you, and you're doing great, too. So what do you make of the whole scene? You've done this before. You've seen this before. You know what the Patriots what's going through their mind right now. What do you make of this week to this point?
I think it's great, man. I think when you look at the production and everything that goes into a game like this, you really don't see this as a player until you're on the other side or you're retired or you're out of it. I think it's great, the build-up. I think there's two great teams about to battle. There's no comparison to Super Bowl 36 versus 53. None of those guys really know anything about it, you know, except for Brady and Belichick and a couple of coaches on the staff. But I think this is going to be something to watch. The matchups, the head coaches, the adjustments. I look at all the little things to this game, man. There's a lot of storylines, but it's two really good teams. There's no lopsided now like it was back then. Like two evenly, you know, talented teams going into battle against each other.
We're talking to Willie McGinnis. Now, as I mentioned, you sat down with Tom Brady. I'm not looking for you to give away the gist of the interview, but can you share a takeaway or two? What struck you the most about him and what he had to say to you?
Just how he's still so motivated and how he loves the game of football, and he's relishing the opportunity that he's here again. And I know it's his ninth appearance, right? It's good. It's his third, second. He's not talking about any of that. He's talking about this time, how special this time is, and how much this means to him and the team, and how things will probably change next year. It changes every year, you know, but you just don't think about it as a player. You lose coaches, which they'll lose coaches again. You'll lose players. Things will change. And to be able to get here when nobody gave you an opportunity or nobody gave you a shot in hell that you would get to this game, it's pretty special. So just kind of reflecting on that and how motivated he is that everybody went against him.
Right.
Early on, everybody went against him.
Did they? Did they really? Like when he says
to
Tracy Wolfson, man, everybody thinks we suck.
Nobody
thinks we can win. Did
we did a collage.
Does he really think that?
We did a collage, Jim, on our show. And we pulled up all the sound bites from all the different shows of everybody saying how the dynasty over, Brady's losing it, this team's not the same, I don't know if they can make it, how hot from the Chiefs and Chargers, all the other teams, nobody wants to play Baltimore. Like, there's so much. And do you think
I think I said every one of those things at one point during the year.
And do you think Bill Belichick pulled all that stuff down
and
made a whole little, hey, guys, this is what they think
check
about you, and just let it run? And just let it run. I mean, I know it's coming from him now that he's in the game. People's like, oh, well, nobody thought that. But think about 5 weeks ago. A lot of people thought that.
What did you think 5 weeks ago?
I think that they needed to go in and self-correct. I watched the tape. I broke some things down. They were 3-5 on the road. They were playing bad.
Right.
If the Houston Texans don't lose to Philadelphia, they're a wild card team on the road. Think about it. Things wasn't perfect, you know, as far as this team, the way it shaped out did, to get the second seed and had a bye. But outside of that, they probably could have been on the road as a wild card team. So things wasn't perfect. But when I went back and broke things down, I was like, a lot of that stuff that's happening to them is self-inflicted, and they can correct it. And if you know this team and you know this coach and this staff, what do they do better than anybody? They adjust and they make corrections.
Willie McGinnis joining us, and especially when they've got that extra week. It's always said, Willie, that you got to deal with Bill Belichick, who's got 2 weeks to get ready for you. It's not going to go well for the other guy. I mean, what do you make of that? How tough is it to go up against him when he has that extra week? And what's that extra week like as a player?
It is tough. It is tough because they're so calculated. They prep better than anybody, and they put you in position. And if you're one of those teams, and I'm not saying the Rams are, but if you're one of those teams that you're consistent at what you do, they're going to pick it apart. You know, we saw that with the Chargers. You come in there with the same scheme that you did against Baltimore, what happened? Like, they ran right through it. You cannot do that. And this team has been the best in the last 19 years to be able to adjust from week to week and changing their game plan and not giving you the same looks or attacking you differently. But I will say this. There's a guy on the other side of the fence as well that's as good in Sean McVay. I'm not comparing him to Bill Belichick by any means, but I'm saying is I've watched him adjust. I've watched him morph game plans and change things from week to week and attack defenses and teams differently. So that right there is special within itself because you got now a young guy in his second season in a Super Bowl game that's able to make those adjustments and do some of the similar things.
All right, so, Billy, if Belichick can take away Todd Gurley, can Jared Goff beat the Patriots? If they make him beat them, can he do it?
Anything could happen. I mean, he can go out. We've seen him throw for 400 or 500 yards. Like, he plays well. But can they take Jared Goff out the game is the question. Can you stop Cooks on the outside? What about CJ when they switch up the running backs? You know, what about Robert Woods, one of the better route runners in the business? Like, what formations? Who's going to be the go-to guy? What routes are you going to see? I think on both sides, you're going to see different things. You're not going to see the exact same thing we saw a couple of weeks ago when this game kicks off. So that's going to be the start of the game. Can you weather the storm of how this game is going to start?
Isn't that first drive?
It is.
The Patriots' first drive?
Right. They held the ball against the Chiefs for 8 minutes.
Dude, it sucked the life right out of them. I mean, yeah, they came back.
Right.
But that is a soul-sucking drive, right? 8.5 minutes, right down the field on you.
What does that do to you for a defense? You
know, it's got to be demoralizing, right?
Right. But they bounce back. And the good teams do that. You understand, look, it's a long game. Okay, that happened. Now we're on the sideline making adjustments. This is what we got to do. Same with the Rams. They're explosive. They're probably more explosive on paper than the Patriots.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I think so. But then again, I would have said on paper the Chargers were a more talented team. We saw what happened to them.
Paper don't win championships or games,
right? Hell no, it doesn't. Hell no, it doesn't. Willie, one last thought. So, like, you've got Belichick and you've got Brady, one of the greatest partnerships in the history of any sport. I know neither one of these guys are done. Tom made it really clear there's a 0% chance that he won't play next year. But ultimately, how does that thing end? Does Tom go first? Does Brady go first? Do they go out, or Belichick go first? Do they go out together? How does that thing ultimately end?
I'm not sure. I think they both still have a big passion, a huge passion for the game. You know, when you talk to Tom, he's like a kid, man. He's enjoying every moment and every opportunity. You talk to Bill, he hasn't let up. He's still in the building all day and all night. He's still game planning. He loves these opportunities. He loves coaching these kids. He loves going out there and doing the same thing. So the passion is still there. And when you're so successful, Jim, how can you walk away from something that's so great? Like, three consecutive Super Bowls? Like, you're winning. Like, you're dominating a division. You're dominating the AFC. Like,
why leave any of the money on the table? But you know what I would say, Willie? I would say this. And you can relate to this because of the way you worked and still do work. Maybe you lose the passion for the grind. Maybe you lose a passion to prepare. The thing that impresses me the most about Brady is he loves that stuff.
Right.
He loves that stuff. And obviously, if you love doing that work and you love preparing, Sunday's the best day ever.
It is. And it's a lot of guys in that locker room like that. And that's why they're in this game. They understand the grind. They understand the sacrifice. And it starts at the top. So when you have a bunch of men in that's all they care about, and they know what the end result is, which is here, and how sweet it is once you win, that becomes infectious, man. It's like a disease. Like, you can never get over that.
Huh.
And that's the expectation. It's not winning a division. It's not winning a playoff game. It's not winning the AFC championship. It's feeling the confetti fall on top of your head and saying we're the best in the world again. Like, that right there is an undescribable feeling. No matter what you do, you can never get that unless you experience it. And then once you experience it, it becomes infectious.
You want to keep doing it.
You want to keep doing it.
Willie McGinnis, you can watch him on NFL Game Day morning on Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern. Also, look for his sit-down with Tom Brady on the NFL Network. My man, I appreciate you coming by.
Always
stopping in to see me, and I appreciate it, Willie, so much.
You look good, too, Jim, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Thank you, man. You too, Will. You look great.
Thank you.
You look awesome. Willie McGinnis, one of my all-time favorite guests, representing. Good to see you, Willie. He was such an amazing player. Great leader, too.